The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Lorraine Crooks is an international speaker, best-selling author, CEO of Shilky, and creator of Sexual Mastery, the world's most empowering sexual energy program, giving voice, visibility, and connection to sexual energy. A qualified practitioner in multiple holistic and healing practices, Lorraine is best known as the Sexual Empowerment Liberator, a much sought-after expert in her field. Lorraine has liberated thousands of people to connect to their sexual energy and live an empowered life. She has profoundly changed the lives of people struggling with poor mental health, challenging relationships, body trauma, abuse, medical conditions, and sexuality. She is a global revolutionary, empowering millions of people around the world to stand in their truth and celebrate their sexual energy. Hello, Lorraine. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hello, thank you for having me. Very excited.
I love the work that you do. I don't think I've seen anyone else brave enough in the coaching around me anyway that is touching on the subjects that you touch on. And it's so important. So for our listeners, could you let them know what it is that you do?
Yeah, certainly. So I run a business called Shilky. I'm known as the Sexual Liberator, and I work to give voice, visibility and connection to sexual energy by using mindfulness, tantra, bodywork, rituals, all sorts of tools to help people to connect back to their physical and energetic body. And that could be people that maybe have suffered from abuse or trauma, or people that are feeling disconnected from their relationships for so many different reasons, but just to help them rediscover their physical body, really.
So how did you end up here? What led you to do this?
That's a bit of a story behind that, but I guess through my own journey, really, ever since I was in my 20s, sexuality, sexual energy, sensuality was just a huge curiosity of mine, so much so that in my early 20s I kind of ended up being quite promiscuous and ending up in the swinging scene and exploring kink and fetish, and just really found it a place where I could really immerse in my body and have a kind of an experience with myself that I really connected with. But as you kind of said, there's not many people doing my thing, and there's a reason for that, and that's because it's such a taboo subject as well. So at the same time of having this very alternative lifestyle, shall we say, I was also a secondary school teacher at the same time. So there was a bit of a yin and yang going on there.
Trying to hold
an alternative lifestyle and be a middle leader in a secondary school teaching, you know, GCSE and A-level. And I got to the point where there was so much fear and guilt around what I was doing in my private life. It was actually making me physically ill, because the shame that I was placing on myself, probably more than anything else, was really having a huge impact on my life. And I ended up having to make a decision to either move forward in my career in teaching or change something. And so I gave up teaching, crazily, as many people would say, gave up teaching and went on a bit of a self-discovery. And I found tantra, and that was probably tantra and energy work combined really, really turned my life around and just helped me really understand that actually they're all part of the same thing. You know, we are creative sexual human beings, and we're not doing anything wrong in expressing who we are. We're all energy. It's how we all got here. And just to take the taboos out and not have, you know, 25 years, I was kind of living a secret life. I didn't really need to.
So how long ago was it that you made that transition?
I left teaching 4 years ago. Ironically, then set up a business in I was training in mindfulness, so and massage and the kind of the typical kinds of well-being modalities, Reiki. And ironically, I ended up going back into school, teaching mindfulness, massage. So I was massaging the staff I used to work with and teaching the kids mindfulness. And then I was doing first aid and I set up a training company was doing stuff. And I was like, no, this wasn't the plan. And then after doing my tantra, that was when I decided that that's where my heart really, really, what my heart was connected to. And I've now been doing that just two years. But I left teaching in 2016. I kind of did 2 years finding myself and now 2 years supporting others in their journey.
And that's important, isn't it, as well, the journey to the self-discovery part. I've noticed myself that I've sort of stepped back from what I was trying to do, because I was teaching mindfulness for a local alternative mental health charity that I'd set up. But I was making myself ill, trying to help everybody, trying to fix everybody else, really. And it's not until I stepped back and started to learn more about myself and what I need, because everything that I was doing disabled me. I completely ended up disconnected. I was teaching mindfulness, but I was disconnected from my own body because I was there trying to fix things for everybody else. Crazy. So where are you now? How are you delivering this? Oh, it must be online at the moment.
Yeah, so obviously the world delivered us a curveball on that one. So a lot of my work has been face-to-face, so working with clients with sessions using tantra, mindfulness, energy healing, coaching, really kind of bespoke to where their journey is. And I have clients come to me with all sorts of challenges around sexual energy, whether that's their sexuality, whether that's through abuse, whether that's, you know, they're not connected to themselves for whatever reason, whether it's a medical condition, a mental health condition, all sorts of reasons. So, yeah, so now I'm working, I've actually got a business coach and I'm working on getting some courses online, which is really exciting. I've got a few that I've just put up in the last few weeks. Actually, one of them starts, it's a workshop masterclass next week on boundaries and consent, which is actually one of my absolute passions to teach, because actually most of the stuff that we need to know in every area of our life, not just in the bedroom, is all about consent, boundaries and communication. So absolutely. If we start on that, a whole nother podcast, but that one's a big that one I'd love to go and teach back in schools and really teach kids how to honor themselves with boundaries and consent. So I'm doing a series of masterclasses. Some of them are 90 minutes in an evening and some of them are on a Saturday. And they range in all sorts of things, from pleasure zone goodies to boundaries, to looking at our childhood and our social conditioning has influenced how we show up in our relationships, all sorts of things. So those I've been busy beaving away writing and getting ready, and they've all just gone on under an amazing program that I called the Sexual Mastery 11 Pillars to Empowerment. And people can dip in and out of that and pick the things that they feel really important to them to build their relationship with themselves and the people around them.
And that sounds brilliant, because that's the sort of sexual education that everybody really needs, isn't it? The bits that we didn't get at school and still probably don't get in school until people like you come back into school realising what was missing.
I think I taught sex ed, but you don't realise how scary it is until you start working with the adults on how much we actually didn't get.
Yeah.
You know, we were all taught maybe about STIs and all the facts and the fear stuff about, you know, how, you know, this is how you make a baby, but then, you know, there's contraception and what happens if it doesn't happen. And there's a few other boxes ticked, but not real about owning who we are and owning the pleasure of intimacy. And the good stuff, because actually I think if we taught our children how to manage boundaries, consent, communication, and to understand how intimacy can be an amazing thing, they wouldn't feel the need to go and do some of the things they do and give, you know, give their bodies away and their experiences away, and if they knew what the potential was for it to be. We don't tell them that. It's just such a big taboo subject of how amazing intimacy can be, whether that's with someone else or just with yourself.
And I understand now, as a 52-year-old, that the reason that both of my marriages failed was because we couldn't communicate with each other.
Most of it's communication.
Yeah. Being scared to say things, not saying the truth about how you feel about things.
I have clients come to me that are in relationships, and they tell me stuff that they've never, ever divulged to any partner in their life, including the person they've been married to for maybe 10 years, because no one told us how to have those conversations and how to navigate them and share them. So we're all missing out on all this stuff that we're not sharing with our partners.
And then you sit with shame and guilt, don't you, about things that you haven't said, because there must be some level of shame for you not to share them in the first place.
You know what? Actually, most of the people that then engage in the conversation, the other partner was, you know, thinking the same thing or waiting for the same conversation, et cetera, et cetera. So the communication stuff's huge, because we're too scared of being rejected. We're too scared of getting it wrong. We're too scared of knowing how to navigate the conversations. And that it doesn't have to be a yes and a no. It could be a maybe. It could be, well, what about, you know, trying this first? It could be about, you know, that's not for me is okay. At least it's out there and you've had the conversation, rather than living, as you've said, for a long time. So maybe even a marriage falls apart. Because no one's too scared to talk about it. So that's one of my...
It's not even necessarily about the sex. That ripples out into other areas that you can't talk about things as well, doesn't it? Important things like money.
Yeah. And I've delivered a few workshops and talks to businesses about why their business needs an orgasm. Because for me, if we don't own and communicate and set our boundaries and stuff in either our business or our home life, that impacts. If we can't do it in one, we probably aren't doing it in the other. Mm. And if we're doing it in our business and not doing it at home, that's almost even worse. So it's like, if we're not connected to the sacral energy, to the energy of our sexuality, which is all about manifesting and giving birth to and giving and receiving, like, how does that show up in every area of our life? I think if we can own our sexuality, that's how we dress. It's how we present ourselves to the world. It's about the types of relationships we have. It is everything.
Yes, because we are underneath all of it. It's our primal instinct, isn't it? It's... We're sexual beings, and if we've got problems with that, then we're going to have problems in life, aren't we?
It does ripple out. It's huge, huge. And a lot of people that I've worked with have said that once they've unlocked whatever they've found is locked, then actually it does, you know, they've, like, my business has suddenly taken off. It's like all these different things. My relationships are better, not necessarily with their partner, but sometimes with their kids, because actually there's a part of them that they've now found. And actually they can now stand in their power and be empowered to live the life they're here to lead. And that can't help but ripple out through the people that you interact with.
Do you have a couple of tips that you could give to our audience who are listening now, who may be struggling with connecting with themselves, their bodies and their sexuality?
I think my top tip is exactly what you teach, and it's the mindfulness. It's be present with the experience. So many times when we are being, not even just like in the bath, in the shower, when we're walking, getting your feet in the grass, be present with your body, because your body is the home of all your pleasure experiences. And if you're not connected with it, I recently did a challenge in Facebook, and we did some self-massage, and people were getting themselves really upset, even massaging their feet, because they'd never really connected to their own body. We don't necessarily massage ourselves. We don't connect with our body. We're not present with the experience if we do it. We kind of just, it's a passing thing, you know, putting the makeup on or shaving or whatever it might be. It's almost a passing thing. So, and quite often in intimacy, we might be doing the shopping list or thinking about putting the cat out or whatever it might be. Be present. Honour yourself and honour the person you're with and honour the experience you're having, even if it's out in nature, walking with, you know, your feet in the grass. Be present with it, be mindful and practice the mindfulness. Because if you can be in a moment and really honour yourself in experiencing that, that changes things, not only in your relationship, changes things in your chemical, you know, your chemical structure and your stress levels in all sorts of ways in your life. But it certainly means that you can honour yourself more in every moment. And in my closed Facebook group, people often say to me, you know, this is about sexual empowerment. Why are we doing meditations? Why are we talking about, you know, nature? Why are we doing? And I'm like, start with you. That's where it all starts. Is with you. You can't honour anyone else in any experience in life if you haven't honoured yourself, in or out of the bedroom, in or out of work. It doesn't matter where it is. And also, I think mindfulness is that mindfulness in breathe. We don't breathe enough.
No, we don't. And I took part in that week that you're talking about, and it was beautiful. And we don't sit and think to massage our hands or our feet or rub our heads and give ourselves pleasure, do we? We're just busy doing the things and forgetting about ourselves. And how people feel about their own bodies as well. If you can't feel good about your own body, how can you expect somebody else to help you feel good about your body? It's a deep one, isn't it?
And sometimes that's difficult, and that's sometimes why people come to visit me, because there's no agenda. When I'm working with people in a tantra environment, there's no agenda. I haven't got to worry about that. So you can get, sometimes it's about we haven't experienced our own body to know what we do like. Because it's always been experienced in the hands of others, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So actually to have an opportunity to experience your own body through, you know, any massage, but particularly a tantric massage, allows you to experience your body and where it's at without needing to be in an intimate encounter with someone where you feel like there needs to be an exchange or there needs to be some sort of relationship built around it.
Because some people probably end up in relationships because they think that that's the only way they can get that kind of pleasure as well, because they don't know they can do it for themselves.
Because it just, who would have that? No one's ever told me that.
And especially women, it's dirty, isn't it?
It's a taboo, isn't it? It's like you just wouldn't, you know, and there's, you know, a lot of cultural and religious things that come into it. There's all sorts of things, family, you know, your upbringing, did your parents talk to you about stuff? You know, all of that we carry, all of the things that, you know, and even things like making a noise, making sounds of pleasure. You know, we wouldn't have done that when we were in our teens because we were probably at home and the parents were next door, so we wouldn't And then we've got kids, so you then don't do it again. And it's like no one makes a sound and we're holding all this energy in when we're in an intimate space or we're, you know, even massaging our own feet, you know, just whatever it might be, we don't make noises. And if, like for the us British, we make even less noise.
Oh, we're terrible, aren't we?
You know, spilling air and making sounds and enjoying things on a, you know, through that mode of expression. We don't even do that. It's just like there's so many layers to it.
Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
No, just, yeah, I mean, the tips would be if you're in a place where you want to really connect with yourself more, I definitely think mindfulness, breath work, taking time for you, giving your body pleasure, you know, walking in nature, taking a bath, And if you want to know more, find places you can go to explore those things, whether it's mindfulness or you know, coming to explore tantra or workshops, or there is things out there. It's just that we don't know to go and look for them as well. And I certainly offer, you know, one-to-ones coaching, I've got the closed Facebook group, as you know, and the masterclasses that I'm offering as well.
So where can our listeners find you? And this will all be in the show notes after. I'll put a link to your workshops in there as well.
Fantastic. So it's www.shelki, which is S-H-E-L-K-I, shelki.com. And everything's on there. There's a link to the Facebook group, all the workshops, all the stuff that I offer, services, all the information about me and my journey and my story is all on there.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Lorraine. I know it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And I'm really honoured that you shared this special day with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here and lovely to share it with you. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom
raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.